USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Centers for Disease Control have given its approval for Johnson & Johnson's single-shot COVID vaccine a day after the FDA gave the shot an emergency use authorization. The White House says the new vaccine will be delivered as soon as Monday, allowing it to immediately increase the nation's vaccine supply. Dr. William Schaffner is a liaison member of the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, and he tells CNN that the new shot will be able to be more widely distributed.
Because it's one and done, the single-dose vaccine, and because it can be treated like other vaccines in normal refrigerator temperature, we ought to be able to get it much more widely distributed to rural areas, doctor's offices, pharmacies, and we're all eager to see how it goes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Investigators are trying to find out why a small plane suddenly crashed near a trailer park in Georgia. Wendy King has the story from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
Three people died after a single-engine plane crashed just north of Gainesville, Georgia, on Friday. The pilot of a Cessna 182 tried returning to the Gainesville airport before crashing near a mobile home park in Hall County. Three people died in the crash. Deputies say the bodies were transported to the Georgia Bureau of Investigation for autopsy. Authorities say part of a wing landed on a mobile home, but none of the individuals were home and none were injured. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the crash. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And Iran has rejected an offer from the European Union to facilitate direct nuclear talks with the United States. The Iranians reportedly rejected the meetings because they did not come with a guarantee that the U.S. would loosen some sanctions if they came to the negotiation table. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Senate will take up President Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package next week. It passed through the House on Friday along party lines, but senators may still make significant changes to the bill before they pass their version of it. A hike to the federal minimum wage is one of the provisions not expected to remain in the final bill. Senator Steve Daines says it won't matter what ends up changing. The COVID relief bill does not provide enough COVID relief. The Montana Republican tells Fox News that the bill should focus on vaccination efforts.
They haven't even spent half of the last package we passed back in December. There was $900 billion passed in December. Only half of that's been spent. The economy is strengthening. The infection rates are going down. We should focus on the vaccinations. But we don't need this massive, massive $1.9 trillion. Keep in mind, Mike, when you add up what's been spent in the last 12 months, if we pass Pelosi's wish list here, that'll be nearly $6 trillion of borrowed money for COVID aid. And the sad part about it, most of the dollars in this package are not really COVID aid. It is really Nancy Pelosi's payoff.
And Sunday night at the Golden Globes, Emma Corrin took home the prize for Best Actress in a Television Drama for her role in The Crown. Disney's Soul won for Best Animated Movie and Best Original Score. And Aaron Sorkin won Best Screenplay for The Trial of the Chicago 7. The 78th Golden Globes are being held in New York City and Los Angeles in front of a socially distanced audience of first responders and essential workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.